The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
In 1987, some first graders were promised a college education. This came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income sending 19 kids to college, helping others. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am, a free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time, Om Shanti. You are listening to America Meditating Radio Show, and I'm your host, Sister Jenna. And Monday through Friday, we meet and we talk and we share. And we spend moments of silence and we understand our hearts better and we try to become better citizens, not only for ourselves, but for the people in our lives that we love tremendously. We also end up making our love become a little bit attaching, and that tends to create very intriguing stories along the way. And it can sometimes confuse us, mess us up, make us put love in the back seat and allow the attachment to sit in the front seat. I don't know if you've ever heard the story, but once there was a storm in the ocean and many ships were taken away from their normal course in another direction. There was a battleship which was also driven in another direction by the storm. Now, when the storm calmed down at midnight, the captain of the ship asked one of his officers to go and check and see in which direction they were and set the ship accordingly. The officer was so enthusiastic that he went up, saw the direction, and changed the direction of their ship. Now, he started looking around, and far off on the same course, he visualized a steady light, so he came down and informed the captain. The captain asked to send a message to the other ship to change its direction about 20 degrees. So the officer sent the message, and an immediate flashing message came back saying, it's advisable for you, not I, to change 20 degrees. Don't you just love change? Now, the officer gave the message to the captain, and as soon as the captain got the message, he got angry, and he asked, what did he think of himself advising him, the captain of the British ship, to change 20 degrees? So the captain of the battleship asked the officer to send another message on his name to say, the officer sent another message according that the captain of the battleship requests you to change 20 degrees immediately or else. An immediate flashing message came back saying, I'm a second-class seaman I'm speaking, but still it is advisable for you to change your direction 20 degrees. So the captain got furious, asked his officer to tell him that it was a battleship and it could not change its course. So immediate flashing message came back, but I'm a lighthouse, how can I change my course? And I really ask you to think about that. How many times have you been in a position where things are not working out the way that you really want them to work out, but there's a need to understand the narrative a whole lot clearer? We never know, right? Did you like that story? I hope you did. It's one of my favorite. We are so excited on the America Meditating Radio Show to have a very special guest on the air today. Ariel Ford is a leading personality in the personal growth and contemporary spirituality movement. And for the past 25 years, she has been living, teaching, and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. She's a radio host, relationship expert, speaker, columnist, and blogger for the Huffington Post. Ariel is a gifted writer and the author of 8 books, including her latest, Wabi Sabi Love, The Ancient Art of Finding Perfect Love in Imperfect Relationships, and the international bestseller called The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. Ariel lives in La Jolla, California, with her husband, soulmate Brian Hillard, and their feline friends. And today we welcome her on the America Meditating Radio Show. Ariel, we're so happy that you could join us.
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Jen. I'm thrilled to be here.
Nice. Did you love that story about the battleship and the little seaman on the lighthouse?
Yes, I've never heard that one before.
How many times have you been in a precarious situation where you really expected the other person to move their internal position and they couldn't because they were just set up in a different way?
Yeah, no, I think that was a fortunate lesson that I've learned along the way, that it's usually me that needs to change, not something or someone else.
Yeah, it feels like we're getting closer into that understanding that we really cannot move people into another state of consciousness until we're able to move our own lives. Now, you have been on a path of spirituality, and you have also interviewed a lot of guests on your show, etc. We're curious to find out more about your journey. How did you get into your spiritual story?
You know, I'm not sure that there's an answer to that. For as long as I can remember, I've always had this curiosity about the world and the universe and where I came from. And from the time I was very young, I had memories of past lives, and I could sense things that I couldn't see. So it's just always been a part of me, this seeking to reconnect to something that I knew was out there but I didn't have words for.
Yeah, I understand that very clearly. And I think for many of us, we get these quiet thoughts inside, but we sometimes don't know what to do with them. And few of us actually respond to those quiet thoughts.
Yeah, I've really gotten to a place now where I know that I can trust in the unseen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really feel like I live in a friendly universe. And I've learned to trust my intuition and my connection to, you know, God, Goddess, and all that is. And it was a process, you know, because there were decades where I lived very fear-based and I was filled with panic and anxiety. But over the years, that's just sort of let me go, and now I kind of feel like I float in this ocean of love and mercy.
That's beautiful to hear. When we talk about God, I'm always curious to ask some of my guests their definition of God, only because I'd love for our listeners to somehow get triggered. You know, we always end up getting triggered when we hear it in a language that goes, yes, I can get closer to this source. What's your definition of God, Ariel?
You know, when I think of, like, God, all I can think of is an ocean. You know, this really warm, comforting ocean of which I am a part, and there's no separation between me and the ocean. And the ocean is always there to nurture and support me and be my safe place to land.
Beautiful. Well, I love that. And intuition, we bump up a lot when we hear people say, I follow my intuition. I've met a lot of people who still don't trust their intuition. How do you know when it's time to trust your intuition?
You know, it's a visceral feeling that I get. You know, it's kind of in my midsection. It's just this total, complete knowing, yes, this is so. If it's in my head, then it's not my intuition. But if I can feel it in my body, oh, yes. It just shows up as a yes.
Mate.
This is what's so. This is the direction to head in. This is the right thing to do. Then I trust it.
I like that. It's kind of like when you turn a faucet full on and the water flows out rather than having it trickle.
Right. For me, it's a knowing. It's just a knowing. And over the years, I've learned to trust it, you know, and it has never steered me wrong. And sometimes it's the craziest things that I just know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how could this be so? But I just go with it, and then it turns out to be the right thing.
Beautiful. Now, you're a leading personality in the contemporary spirituality movement and one of the founding partners of the Spiritual Cinema Circle. What drove your passion to want to bring spirituality and consciousness to mainstream media?
Well, in the late 1980s, I had a PR firm in Beverly Hills, and all of my clients were very financially driven. So I represented residential real estate brokers and luxury hotels and art galleries on Rodeo Drive. And there was a recession in the very early 90s, and I almost lost everything. I lost 85% of my business in 6 weeks. It turned out to be a real blessing in disguise, because I discovered when I suddenly had time to think that I didn't enjoy the work that I was doing and I didn't enjoy my clients. And I had to completely reinvent myself and my business. And I made a decision after about 9 hard months of not knowing what to do. It finally came to me one day that since I was really good at what I did, that I only wanted to represent people, places, and things that were contributing in a positive way to the planet. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at who or what that would be, I saw that it would be spiritual personalities, personal growth authors, those kinds of things. So in a very short amount of time, I got a whole new bunch of clients to launch, and they were people like Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Marianne Williamson, folks like that, people that I was interested in studying with and also introducing to the world.
Nice. Then they're such wonderful people, too. They're wonderful people.
Yeah, incredible, and their teachings all, you know, really impacted my life and have now impacted tens of millions of others.
So would you say that your role in their lives, such as Marianne Williamson, who's now running for Congress, you think you had a part to play in that then, don't you?
I do. I mean, we started off as friends. We met when I first moved to L.A., and then we worked together, and we're still to this day very close and very good friends, and we're supporting her run for Congress. And I think I came into this life with sacred contracts with a lot of the people that became my clients. And then in 2004, it became clear to me that I had run that down to the end. There was really nobody else out there that I felt I needed to be working with. So I closed that part of my life. I stopped doing publicity and being a literary agent, and ended up partnering with Gay Hendricks and Stephen Simon to create Spiritual Cinema Circle, which became a really fun enterprise where we sought out spiritually based feature films and documentaries, put them on DVD, and brought them out into the world. And I did that for about 4 or 5 years and then transitioned into what I'm now doing, which is doing these 2 annual online love summits, where I get to interview the world's leading experts on love and relationships. And they're free events. In fact, the next one starts on April 1st. It's totally free, and you can access it at lovesummit.com.
We've got to get you connected to Mike George. He was here last year. He did an incredible story on the 7 myths of love and I think he'd be really good for what you're doing. Yeah, he's amazing.
I'd love to connect with him.
Beautiful. Now, I know that for some, they call you the Cupid of consciousness because you've written such a number of books on finding love and soulmates and all of that, and I think it's the million-dollar word of all times. We all say that love can cure everything, but at the moment of a crisis, we throw it out the door, and then something else comes forward. But what is love? What does love mean to you? What is this energy of love that we would die for and we would live for?
Well, you know, I actually knew you were going to ask me this, and I pulled up a short little thing that I wrote last year about it because it kind of encapsulates my answer to it, which is love is a choice, love is a connection, it's a feeling, it's a behavior, it's the juiciest part of life. Love opens our hearts, expands our world, and brings a smile to our lips. For love, we make commitments and agreements to share our life with another in good times and bad. When we pledge our love to them, we say, I will love you on your good days and your bad days. I will be your safe place to land. I will share with you my attention, affection, and appreciation. And with you, I will become a better woman. And with me, you will become a better man. I will be your best friend, lover, partner, and protector. And if things don't work out, I won't sell you out. Mm-hmm. Love is not all things shiny and sparkling, although those are nice for a special day, but they're not ultimately what love is all about. Love is as much about giving as it is about receiving, and it's also about being willing to forgive. And let's not forget, love is also about truth-telling. Love is God. Love is who we are. Love is why we are here.
Hmm. Oh, where did you get that piece from? That was beautiful.
I wrote it.
Oh. I thought you were going to tell me that came from, like, you know, Mother Teresa or something.
No, it just came from some part of my mind. Thank you.
Ariel, that was gorgeous. That was gorgeous. Have you found love? Are you living a life of love? Are you still working on it?
No, I am just as blissed out as one person can possibly be.
That's amazing.
I manifested my soulmate 17 years ago, which is what I write about in my book, The Soulmate Secret, the process that I use to manifest love, which has now worked for tens of thousands of people in 40 countries around the world. And Brian and I just have this extraordinary relationship. We made a conscious decision early on that our first and highest value would be to make our choices and decisions out of not what I wanted or what did he want, but what would most serve the relationship.
Mm.
And then Brian created this thing that he calls soulmate math. So in regular arithmetic, 1 + 1 = 2.
Mm-hmm.
But he says in soulmate math, 1 + 1 = 11, and your love blesses the world. So we try to include the world in our relationship. We really hold ourselves to a very high level to walk our talk and to be love and to be loving with each other and other people, to really let people know that this kind of relationship is possible if you're willing to put your time and energy and attention onto it.
So are you saying that the reason why divorce rate is so high, why the percentage of people who are very lonely, especially in America, is so high, is that folks are not putting in that percentage of themselves into relationships or into themselves?
I think that's part of it, and I think there's a lot of other factors as well. I mean, we just aren't given the tools on how to relate to each other. You know, there's this myth out there, oh, when I meet the one, we're going to live happily ever after. And that's just not what happens. I mean, Harville Hendricks has this great line where he says, if your relationship starts off as a dream come true and then rapidly devolves into your worst nightmare, then you know you're in the right relationship. Because he believes that the taking of sacred vows, that once you get married, the purpose of the marriage is to kick up all your childhood wounds for healing. And what we've discovered is that it's absolutely true, but that being with your soulmate is the most healing place you can be, because when you can be with somebody who totally accepts you for who you are, who's willing to get into the fire with you and help you walk through your issues, your wounds, and love you in spite of them, and maybe even because of them, that's where true healing takes place. So if you're going into this, you know, fairy tale idea of, oh, we're going to get married and live happily ever after, and if we have conflict, we need to divorce, well, then of course the divorce rate's going to be 50%, because that's totally unrealistic. You know, but if you're willing, this is what the reason I do these love summits that I love so much.
I can hear them.
To share this information with people, you know.
Very important. Now, you've got two people, they claim they love each other, but within the relationship, they've realized that they're energetically very different. And then there might be one that have been there, done that, and then there's the other one who thinks they've been there, done that, but they have seen that the work that the other one is doing is still at a superficial level. But now they want to try to make the relationship work, but what they are noticing is that they're really very different, and the egos are very strong. What would you do to help that couple? The reason why I'm asking is that they just came out of my office this morning.
Well, I would introduce them to what I call wabi-sabi love. So wabi-sabi is this ancient Japanese aesthetic that seeks to find beauty and perfection in imperfection. So just imagine you had a big vase with a crooked crack down the middle of it. The Japanese would take the broken vase, put it on a pedestal, and shine a spotlight on the crack. So in wabi-sabi love, we seek to honor and love the cracks within ourselves and especially those of our mates. And if you'll give me 90 seconds, I'll tell you a really quick story that illustrates this. Do we have that
Please.
Much time?
Please, yes.
Okay, so I have these friends, Jerry and Diane. And Jerry has an addiction. He is addicted to poppy seed bagels. And every single morning he gets up and goes in the kitchen and he slices a poppy seed bagel, which, of course, sends hundreds of little black seeds scattering all over Diane's white tile floor. He toasts his bagel, he puts on the cream cheese, and then he walks around the kitchen dropping even more poppy seeds. Later in the morning when Diane gets up, she has a routine. Every morning she wets a paper towel, gets on her hands and knees, and cleans up the little black poppy seeds. And generally, it's not a problem for her. But one morning, she was in a really bad mood, and while she was wiping up the poppy seeds, she had this thought. Oh, I wonder what I would have to do to never do this again. Which was followed by the thought, oh, that would mean Jerry's no longer with me. And she started to cry, and she got off the floor, and she ran to the other room to give him a big hug. And from that morning on, every time she was wiping up the poppy seeds, her heart would fill with love because these seeds now meant that she had another day to spend with Jerry.
Lucky Jerry.
Yeah, well, and what this is a shift in perception.
Yeah,
she took
yeah.
something that was driving her crazy and made up a new story about it, because most of the time we're making up stories about everything anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the truth is Jerry couldn't wipe up his own poppy seeds. He's 25 years older than her. I just talked to him last week. He just turned 90. And believe me, Diane is grateful for every moment she has with him. Just as the man who leaves the wet towel on the bathroom floor that's making you nuts, someday you're going to wish there was a wet towel there to pick up.
It is reminding me of a story where the situation might not change, but my attitude to the situation has to change, which I've learned along the way that if I don't change the story like you just said, why feed a story that makes you miserable and also ruins a beautiful relationship? And so,
yeah,
yes,
you know, they've actually
done
research on this.
Mm-hmm.
At the University of Buffalo, there's a psychologist there who did a study on couples who consciously choose to wear rose-colored glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And what she found was the ones who did that had happier, longer, more satisfying marriages because they're always looking for what's right instead of looking for what's wrong. Because as you and I both know about self-fulfilling prophecies, we find what we're looking for.
Now, it's for us to get that message out to everyone so everyone's life can be easier, because this energy of expectation that people pull into these relationships with them are creating so much unnecessary lack of opportunity of loving.
It's so true. And there's a marriage researcher at the University of Washington named Dr. John Gottman. He's like the leading guy in the world on this stuff. And he has found that every couple has at least 9 irreconcilable differences, things that you're never going to agree on.
Well, I love that.
So knowing that, why wouldn't you make the effort to find a win-win solution to whatever it is? We're different. We were all raised differently with different ideas and different values. We need to learn to love and accept each other.
What if it's really hard? What if two people are really pretty stuck on not being able to make an adjustment or sacrifice something within themselves? Would you then invite those two individuals to reconsider their commitment to each other?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think all relationships are meant to last forever. You know, I think some of them do have an expiration date, that maybe you came together to create the amazing kids that you have, and it's done. It's complete. It may not even be, you know, where there's a lot of anger or animosity. You're just done. You know, the thing that I think people should know is that we do know that 50% of first marriages end in divorce. What most people don't know is that 62% of second marriages end in divorce and 73% of third marriages end in divorce. So
wow.
I would say try everything before you decide it's over.
Incredible stats on there. Well, we have incredibly loved you, and we want to thank you for letting the world realize that everything is going to require just a little bit more effort. I believe that if we don't come into relationships with a sense of selfishness, but we come with a sense of selflessness, we could learn so much about each other and offer so much to the planet. I would love for you, Arielle, to share with our listeners perhaps your favorite life quote that you're living by currently, and is there anything that's happening that we can participate with you on shortly, and a website that we could get a hold of you when we want to? And it was wonderful. I'd love for us to have another part two on conversation of love. I think it's so important.
I would be happy to do that. Well, my favorite all-time quote is this: it's a both and world. It's both the way you say it is and the way I say it is.
Beautiful.
I'd love that. And just a couple of things. If you're single and looking for love, check out my site, soulmatesecret.com, and there's a tab on there called Free Stuff. Go access that. And starting April 1st, my Art of Love series begins online for 9 days. It's all free. You can get all the details at lovesummit.com.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to play Lucinda Stratton's favorite song of mine called This Love Just For You. Thank you so much for being on the show, Arielle, and keep up the incredible work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So it's all about love, and it's all about understanding how we can understand the capacity of this energy to move us forward. We have to put a little bit more into our relationships with each other. If you're going to get into something, know that it's going to be a long haul, but know that love will definitely be the main ingredient. Take good care, and thanks for joining us, and have a wonderful day.
Forever, it will.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.